The Hell's Angels are real, but they sometimes appear as characters in comic books. That's right. It's not all Superman and Spider-Man these days. In fact, increasingly, you'll find comic book characters created by Latino artists. The World's Global Nation editor Monica Campbell recently attended an event in San Francisco dedicated to their work.
Growing up in Los Angeles, Javier Hernandez worshipped superheroes like any other kid. But he went a bit further.
You know, when I was a kid, my brother gave me his collection of comics, and I started just drawing. And then at one point after college, I go, you know, I got to make my own comic. You know, I want to see stuff that maybe you don't see a lot.
Like characters called Weapon Tex-Mex, El Muerto, or Sonambulo, a Mexican wrestler turned private eye. One of Hernandez's comics teams up a young Aztec boy and a dinosaur.
It's basically about a boy who, during the Spanish conquest of Mexico, he realizes there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex embedded in a block of amber in a cave. So the T-Rex gets released, and him and the boy run back down to the city and try to fight back all the conquistadores. Of course, we know how the story ends, unfortunately.
The comic can get bloody, but it's also offbeat.
Because I grew up watching the Addams Family on TV, the old TV show, where, you know, it's not horrific, but it's quirky and odd and kind of dark and macabre.
I meet Hernandez at San Francisco's Cartoon Museum for the Latino Comics Expo. It's the third time he's co-organized this event. It's still pretty new, but the number of fans and Latino creators is growing. Enough for another event like this in L.A. next month.
Thank you so much.
People of all ages stream in to see the cartoonist work, including Ben. He's 11 years old and Mexican-American.
It was pretty cool because a lot of the comic books I read, they're never really Mexican superheroes. They're usually like white, black, or Asian.
Cartoonist Jose Cabrera noticed that gap too, growing up Dominican in New York. His early comic called Crying Macho Man was an underground hit, but it's on hold now as he taps other cultures.
I'm exploring a lot of the mythology of Latino art and Japanese art, Asian art.
I asked Cabrera and another artist here, Jim Lujan, who's their inspiration?
One, two, three. Sergio Aragones.
And who is he?
He does the Mad Magazine. He's the one who does the side strips back in the 70s and the 80s in Mad Magazine.
He was born in Spain and raised in Mexico. And his art style is just flawless. He draws so fast and it's so accurate and it's so fun.
He's the Brad Pitt of the comic world.
But some artists here go beyond superheroes. Illustrator Liz Mayorga drew as a kid growing up in Los Angeles and then saw art as a way to connect to her Mexican roots. She tells me about her stories.
This is a Caxcan gorilla takes over the awkward girl.
And what's a Caxcan?
Caxcan is the tribe of indigenous people that were in my mom and dad's hometown of El Teul, Zacatecas. I always asked my parents about our indigenous background and they could never give me any answers. And it made me really angry to know that my parents had no concept of that.
One of her favorite cartoonists, Mario Hernandez, is also here. And he stops by Mayorga's table. Hernandez and his brothers pioneered the comic Love and Rockets. The cult favorite broke ground in the early 80s with its smart Latino characters steeped in California's punk rock scene.
The stories would just tell stories about everyday people, and they just happened to be gay, or they happened to be Hispanic, or they happened to be black. At the time, there was no other Hispanic names that were putting out original things like that.
Then the two talk a little technique.
Mario's style in cartooning specifically, he does a lot of really heavy lines, and they just seem to be, like, so well-mastered to just, like, just, you know, I just did a little brush stroke. It's there.
That's hard to do. To make things look like you just whipped it off with a whim, but I'm sweating bullets doing that kind of thing, to make it look just knocked off.
After a bit, Hernandez leaves, and Mayorga pulls out her sketch pad. She's swept away, filling it with fine black lines in new worlds. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.